Part 1. What is your major?
I major in social science. Well, I learned about the role of social media and similar stuff in our society, and I started to rethink our social lives. I think it is a very interesting field.
Do you like your major?
Yes, I do like my major. A lot of people say it is useless, but I don't agree. Social science gives me a chance to meet a lot of inspiring people. I wouldn't change this chance for anything else.
Do you prefer to study in the mornings or in the afternoons?
I prefer to study in the afternoons. When I was in high school, I usually got very sleepy in the mornings, and I could only focus better in the afternoons. So, I decided to be more efficient in the afternoons.
How do you usually spend your day when you're studying?
I usually divide my day into several sections. That is, 2 hours for studying, then half an hour for relaxing. This pattern really keeps me energetic.
Do you find it easy to organize your study time?
Yes, it is easy for me to organize my study time. I like to plan things beforehand. I only need to stick to the plans. It's not difficult.
Who helps you most in your studies?
My professors help me the most. They teach me new knowledge. They also give me new tasks to challenge myself. I really appreciate their help in my studies.
Are you looking forward to working?
Yes, I am looking forward to working. Now my parents pay everything for me, so I really want to make some money by myself. I also think working is interesting. I can meet more mature people in a workplace.
What kind of job do you do?
I work as a programmer at an internet company. I write codes and work with my colleagues to develop applications. I am happy to see people enjoying our applications.
Why did you choose to do that type of work?
This is my dream job. When I was in college, I dreamed of working with top programmers in internet companies. So I am happy now because my dream has come true.
How do you usually spend your day at work?
I usually divide my day into several sections. That is, 2 hours for working, then half an hour for discussion with my colleagues and other stuff. This pattern really keeps me energetic.
Do you find it easy to organize your time at work?
Well, you've got me. Sometimes it is difficult to organize my time perfectly. When I am working, it is hard to predict what will happen next. That may block my plan.
Who helps you most in your work?
My mentor helps me the most. When I first came to this company, she really helped me to become familiar with the environment. I really appreciate her generous help.
Do you miss being a student?
Sometimes. I had plenty of time to read, to travel, and to relax when I was a student. But now, I am always busy with my job. So, I really miss those days occasionally.
What is your hometown like?
My hometown is Beijing, and it is a big metropolitan city. The seasons here are attractive, too. The flowers in the spring, the grass in summer, the leaves in autumn, and the snow in winter. It is a perfect combination of modernity and nature.
How long have you been living there?
I have been living here my whole life. Beijing is changing these years, and I am happy to see the changes. A lot of different people come and meet here. I think it brings new vibes to the city.
Do you like your hometown?
Yes, I do like my hometown. I grew up here and I had a lot of productive time here. Today, my life here is really convenient. I am looking forward to seeing new changes in the city.
Did you learn about the history of your hometown when you were at school?
Yes, I learned a lot. When I was in primary school, I learned about the profound history of Beijing. It is the capital of China, and there are plenty of attractive things for us to learn about.
What is your hometown famous for today?
Beijing is famous for the Winter Olympics in 2022. The Summer Olympics were also held in Beijing in 2008, so this is the second time. I am really proud of my hometown, and I hope it will become better in the future.
Do you like the area that you live in?
Yes, I pretty much like the area. Life here is convenient. There are several big shopping malls. There are also libraries here, so I can spend some good time with my friends and family. What are some changes in the area recently? Well, there are many changes. Some old buildings were removed, and a new library was built. The government also opened some new public parks. I enjoy walking there in the evenings. Do you know any famous people in your area? I actually don't know any famous people here. I don't really pay attention to this kind of stuff, but I think I'd love to meet some famous people in the future. Do you think your area is a good place for children to grow up in? Yes, I think this is a good place for children because there are libraries, bookstores, and playgrounds. There are plenty of places for them to study and do exercise. Children need to be strong, both mentally and physically.
Did you wear a watch when you were a child?
No, not really. A lot of kids did, but I didn't. I think it's because my parents thought a watch was too expensive, was maybe a luxury for a child. Have you ever received a watch as a gift?
No, I haven't. Again, perhaps people at my age would think a watch may be too expensive, too luxurious. So I never gave anybody a watch, and I have never received one either.
Do you usually wear a watch now?
No, check it out. No, right?
I just think it's not a necessity for daily use. I mean, I can just turn to my phone for the time, right? So why bother to buy a watch?
Yes, actually, check it out, right? I guess I bought it for revenge, I guess. You know, my parents didn't buy one for me, my friends didn't buy one for me, so I should buy one for myself.
Why do you think some people like to wear expensive watches?
Oh, like I just said, some people think expensive watches are luxurious, match their social status, and make them look good. But I just think it's too pretentious.
What sort of things do you think you're good at?
I think I'm good at cooking. Does that count? Because I like eating, you know, kind of like a foodie. So I learned to cook and became good at it.
Do you have the same talents as anyone else in your family?
I guess so. My mother cooks well. I mean, she is like a musician in the kitchen, always being able to conjure up a lot of great food.
Is there a talent you already have that you'd like to improve?
Yeah, I guess. I think I have a talent in cooking, but I still need to work on that. One day I hope to cook a variety of delicious food.
Do you think you will use your talents in a future job?
Yes, why not? I mean, I want to become a cook. And now I'm taking the IELTS exam, so I guess I could become a cook who speaks English well. That's super cool.
Have you kept a lot of things from your childhood?
Yes, I think so. I try to keep them because there are so many memories in them. Every time I feel nostalgic, I will turn to them for comfort.
Do you prefer to keep things for a long time, or do you throw them away?
I think that depends. I mean, depends on how much I love the item, how much I am attached to it. If I like it a lot, then I'll keep it. Otherwise, I'll just throw it away.
Where do you usually keep things that you need every day, like money or keys?
Actually, I don't use cash a lot, so there is no space for money. But as for keys, I will keep them in my bag. That's the safest place for keys.
Do you like to keep all of the photos you take?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I feel nostalgic a lot. And photos can bring back all the memories, the good ones and the bad ones, so I like to keep all the photos.
Have you ever visited any important old buildings?
Yes, I did. Every time I traveled, I tried to pay a visit to those places. Sometimes I just dropped by, but still, they were worth the time.
Is there an old building you would like to visit in the future?
Yes, there are millions. I mean, I've been to a lot of old buildings in China. I really love to appreciate some exotic beauty overseas. Do you think it's important to look after old buildings? I guess that depends. It depends on how valuable the building is. I mean, in terms of culture and history. If it says a lot about the history and the past, then we should try to protect it. Where would you prefer to live? In an old building or a modern building? I love the ambiance of old buildings, but I prefer to live in a modern one. I mean, it's just more convenient. I guess people at my age would agree with me. Do you often have to sit for long periods of time? Oh, yes. I have to sit for a long period of time for my IELTS studying. I don't know. Since when has studying become a sedentary job as well? That's weird. When you were a child, did you like sitting on the floor? No, I don't think so. Actually, my mother would never allow me to do that. She said it was not clean. If I did that, I would be grounded. Can you easily fall asleep when you're sitting in a chair? Sometimes, I guess. It depends. Depends on how tired I am. I mean, if I am exhausted from all the IELTS studying, then I will probably fall asleep in a chair. Otherwise, I prefer a bed for sleeping. Do you have a favorite place where you'd like to sit? No, not really. I am not, you know, Sheldon in the Big Bang Theory. He has a seat and he always sits there, but I don't have any. I am more flexible. Do you often feel bored? No, not really. Actually, since I began my IELTS studying, I didn't have time for being bored. I couldn't afford that. I've been so occupied. Did you ever find school boring when you were a child? Yeah, sometimes, I guess. It depends on the subjects, I think. I used to find math very interesting, but Chinese kind of dull, I have to say. What sort of things do you find most boring now? As I said before, I am kind of occupied recently, so I really don't have the time for being bored. But in the past, I used to find reading a little boring. What do you have to do to stop yourself from feeling bored? Actually, I don't know. But my mother used to say I should always establish a sense of accomplishment. I think that may be the key. Where do you like to meet your friends? I will go somewhere. We can grab a bite, I guess. In that way, we can talk and we can eat. That's efficient and fun. Why are some places better than others for meeting friends? You got me. I guess that really depends on individual preferences. I mean, different people have different tastes, and some places just better satisfy their tastes. Do you prefer to meet just one friend or a group of friends together? I prefer to meet just one friend so that we can have some quality time, talking about something really meaningful. That helps the bonding, I think. Have the types of places where you meet your friends changed since you were younger? No, not really. As I said, I used to, and I will, choose somewhere I can grab a bite with my friends. I think it's just because when I'm surrounded by food, I will feel peaceful. What do you most often use a computer or a tablet for? I use them for studying. To be more specific, I use the tablet for watching videos. I mean the videos of online courses, and I use the computer to write assignments. Can you remember when you first started using a computer or tablet? Yes, I can remember vividly. My father bought me a computer when I was 10. That was a gift for my birthday. Since then, I have been using it for studying and other stuff sometimes. Do you sometimes find computers or tablets difficult to use? Yes, some computers and tablets are not very user-friendly. That's why I compare the products a lot before I buy a computer or a tablet. How would your life be different if there were no computers? Not very different, I guess. If it were 10 years ago, I would say very different. But now, since we have mobile phones and tablets, sometimes we can just live without computers. What do you usually do in the evening?
In the past, I studied in the evening. Recently still, I study in the evening. You know, for the IELTS examination. I guess I need a break.
Do you spend your evenings in the same way on weekdays and at weekends?
Unfortunately, yes. Like I said before, I've been studying for the IELTS examination, so my life is kind of revolving around it.
How did you spend your evenings when you were younger?
I studied, you know, for the college entrance examination, day and night, and I guess my situation applies to most students in China.
Is there anything you don't like to do in the evening?
Yes, and based on what I said before, I guess the answer is kind of obvious. I know I need to study, but sometimes I don't feel like studying. I need a break, or respite, you may say.
Do you often remember advertisements, commercials that you've seen?
Yes, I guess so, but it's not because I have a good memory, but because they are everywhere. They are so common that I am kind of brainwashed.
What do you usually do when advertisements, commercials come on the TV or internet?
Actually, I think I can speak for a lot of people. We never pause to watch the commercials. I don't know why. I guess it's because there are so many of them that we've become immune to them.
Have you ever seen an advertisement or commercial that you really didn't like?
Yes, I have to say yes. But it's not because they are boring or insulting, but because they are so common. I mean, they are here, they are there, they are everywhere. That drives me crazy.
Would you like to be in an advertisement or a commercial one day?
Haha, yes, I could. I mean, I will be like a star, right? That's super cool. But again, if the commercial appears everywhere, I guess my face will be kind of irritating.
Do or did you enjoy science lessons at school?
Yes, I do. I enjoy them a lot. I think it's because I am good at science lessons. They give me a sense of accomplishment.
Would you like to know more about science?
Yes, definitely. I am not a scientist, but I would really like to know a lot of scientific stuff. They are super cool.
Do you watch science programs on TV?
No, not really. But it's not because I don't like them, it's because I don't watch TV a lot. Actually, I always browse videos about science on Douyin, the Chinese version of TikTok.
Are science museums popular in your country?
You got me. That's a tricky question. I mean, there are tons of science museums here in China, but whether they are popular among people, I am not sure. At least, I am not a fan.
Do you read more or less now than when you were younger?
I guess the answer is less. When I was younger, I was always forced to read a lot, but now no one forces me anymore, so I just read for pleasure sometimes.
Have you ever watched a film or movie and then read the book?
No, not really. I think for me, it has been the other way around. I always read the book first and watch the movie. And of course, sometimes I will be disappointed with the adaptation.
When do you have the most time to read?
Every time I have to learn something, I will have the most time to read. Haha, it's true. I mean, if I have to learn something, for example, the IELTS exam, I have to read a lot, right? It's a must.
How often do you buy books?
Again, every time I have to learn something, especially right before the exams, when I buy books, I mean, when I finish the purchase, I have a weird feeling that I suddenly own the knowledge.
Did you learn to play any sports as a child? Yes, my parents forced me to learn table tennis. I mean, ping pong. A lot of people say playing ping pong is good for our eyes, but I just don't get it. Do you think all children should do sports at school?
Yes, I think so. I think it's good for their health. And in my childhood, sports time at school was always a fun time. I really miss those days.
Which sports do you enjoy watching or playing?
You got me. I guess I like something that is not like a sport. For example, skating. Is it a sport?
Yes,
but it is also very elegant, just like dancing.
Are there any sports you would like to try in the future?
Maybe skating, I guess. But I know it's not very realistic. I mean, it's one thing to watch people skate, but it's totally another to do it myself, right? I think it's too hard.